With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says Ukraine should give up territory in order to end the war with Russia.
Even though Russia is the aggressor and despite his recent openness to helping Ukraine win, the president now says most of the contested Donbas region of Ukraine should go to Russia.
What I say is they should stop right now at the battle lines. Go home, stop killing people, and be done.
At the current battle line, most of Donbas would be in Russian hands. The president plans to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president speculates Hamas rebels may be responsible for the fatal shooting of two Israeli soldiers in Gaza. The attack brought on Israeli airstrikes. Now Israel says the tenuous Gaza ceasefire is back in force. Presidential envoy Steve Witkoff and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner are in Israel this morning. They're looking to strengthen the ceasefire. The government shutdown now into its 20th day, and President Trump continues accusing Democrats of seeking to misuse health care subsidies.
We want to have great health care, so we'll do whatever we can do to have great health care. But the Democrats want to destroy all health care because they want to give $1.5 trillion of this money, and they want additional money to go to people that came into our country illegally.
Senate Democrats have repeatedly blocked a Republican stopgap funding bill that would end the shutdown. Amazon says things are slowly getting better after a major disruption impacting Amazon's cloud services. The Toronto Blue Jays' 6-2 defeat of the Seattle Mariners means there will be a decisive Game 7 in the American League Championship Series. Winner of tonight's showdown in Toronto will face the NL champion LA Dodgers in the World Series beginning on Friday. Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 100 points higher. This is SRN News. Abortion advocates are urging women to stock up.
A public service ad campaign is about to begin in Michigan, and it's designed to get women there to purchase abortion pills for future use. The campaign is the work of Shout Your Abortion, Hydra Mutual Aid Fund, and Plan C, and it will be accompanied by a billboard and 10,000 postcards mailed to homes in the state. A lot of abortion clinics in Michigan have closed down, and pro-life advocates say this abortion pill drive is just a way of making up lost revenue. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is rallying fellow evangelical Christians to urge Congress to designate Nigeria a violator of religious freedom. Two separate Muslim terror groups have murdered tens of thousands of Christians in the country over the past decade. Cruz, member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, wants Nigeria to be designated a country of particular concern as one with severe violations of religious freedom. This is SRN News. Restrictive new Pentagon press rules have some journalists balking and walking.
With 25 years in the DOD media beat, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells Salem Radio he's sensitive to both sides of the issue.
I got to know the Pentagon press corps very well, and I walked in their shoes in some cases.
He says the issue is to prevent harmful leaks.
What we don't want is people using their access at the Pentagon to sit down and to gather information from people that are willing to compromise their ethics.
Colonel McGinnis says there would be consequences choking off the press, and a balance must be struck.
You don't gain security, you risk creating blind spots. And we don't want blind spots in a constitutional republic, but at the same time, we don't want to jeopardize the lives of our young men and women.
George Williams, Washington.
Find more details online at srnnews.com.